without anything else. And I know Minister Maxwell probably would have liked for this introduction to be shorter, but we're grateful for her for being a woman of God, a down-to-earth saint, an example, praise God, somebody who takes walking with Jesus seriously. And she's a joyful person. She jokes around with us when we go in the back after service. And I thank the Lord for her. She's active. She's on the praise team. And she's a leader, hallelujah, among the saints here. And we're glad to have you. We honor you. We honor the call. I can feel the anointing on you tonight. Hallelujah. So everybody stand on your feet to honor the woman of God and the word of God. And let's greet her as she walks up by saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I gotta sing what's in my heart. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name. We adore you. We kneel down before you. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. Oh, worship your worship your name. We worship your holy name.
Last time, no music.
Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name.
Jesus. I just thank God for who he is, all he's done. I didn't feel like crying until my mother-in-law stood up and started talking about it. We have an excellent relationship. Our family has a great relationship, but you all can sit down. Our family has a great relationship, but you know, it's not often that mother-in-laws get along with anybody. Son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, but we have an excellent relationship, and I'm so thankful that God allowed me to be in her life and her to be in mine. I'm just thankful. I'm really thankful. Pastor Perkins and Minister Malone, y'all just came right behind her. I'm like, oh God, I got to live up to all this stuff they're saying. But I'm just thankful to be here and thankful for the opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and get started with what the Lord has given me. And the scripture is from Psalm 27, verses 6 through 9. Psalm 27, verses 6 through 9. If you can stand, please, if you can't, understood. And it says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to expound on your word, O God. Thank you for the opportunity to testify of your goodness. Lord, I just ask you to help me, O God, to lift you up and satisfy you, God, with what I will do here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for standing. So the title of my message is, and let me just start all over and thank, my mother-in-law did it for me, so I wouldn't have to thank you, but I just want to thank you all for being here, my sister-in-law, Nikki, my wonderful husband, who he wasn't going to be no place else, but he hurt his back, so he could have been in the bed, but he pressed his way, so thank you for doing it. My sweet daughter, my father-in-law, Michael, sweet daughter, and Mercy and Lael, my granddaughters, two of my granddaughters are here, and Josiah and Jaden and what are their names? Matthias and EJ. I know their names. I just, you know how it is when you're standing back here. Okay. Alyssa, thank you so much, Alyssa, for being here. And everybody, thank you. The Brashers travel because her mom is sick. And they travel, but they're here tonight, so I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Sister Carol, thank you. Sister, what is her name? Sister Cartwright. I'm sorry. Y'all know I know these people's names. Thank you. She had some health issues, but she's here. Dr. Renetta, you're here. Thank you. Love you, sir, for being here. Love you all. Mr. Perry is here. Thank you, Jesus. My title, the title of my message, that just took 5 minutes of my time, so thank God, because I ain't going to be up here long. And now shall my head be lifted. Let me start all over. And now shall my head be lifted, because thou hast been my help. And now, sister back there, love you. Love you, sister. And now shall my head be lifted, because thou hast been my help. Okay, so we read from the book of Psalms, and just a little bit of background about the book of Psalms. It was written by multiple people, with David being the one who wrote the most scriptures, or the most psalms, or songs. I read where Psalms express the emotion of the individual poet to God or about God. Different types of psalms were written to communicate different feelings and thoughts regarding a psalmist's situation. If you were here this past Sunday, you would have gotten a whole lot of background information about the book of Psalms, because our pastor talked about it. So I knew, I got the title of this message in 2017, didn't know if I would ever preach or anything like that, but for him to preach out of Psalm and mention some of the things that are in my message tonight, I knew I was on the right track. So just like tonight when my mother-in-law said she was rehearsing what she would say. But thank you, man of God. David actually wrote Psalm 27. Elder, Gerald, I didn't mention you. Love you. David actually wrote Psalm 27, and that's why you can't start calling out names, because you're always going to miss somebody. David actually wrote Psalm 27, and in all the psalms he wrote, he expressed sorrow, he expressed pain, he expressed hurt, and he even expressed joy. He talked about what he was feeling at the time he wrote the psalms that he was writing. And he talked to God during those times. And the psalms also are responses to what God has done and is doing and going to do in our lives. Like Psalm 13. Let me read it to you. I'll read the whole chapter, but it's kind of short. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. You know, we can even write our own song. I wrote mine. Mine would go something like this. Oh Lord, my God, giver of life, sustainer of the air I breathe. Thou art mighty. Thou art pure. Lift me up above my trouble. Lift my thoughts above the sky. Wipe my tears with your love. Keep me. Hold me. O Rock of Ages. Selah. Bless me indeed. Amen. Pastor Perkins explained the word Selah to us this past Sunday. It's a place in the psalm. He said it's a place in the psalm where there was a pause or where we could do anything we want with it. But I read where I could have also, where it could also have been a crescendo, which means the loudest point reached gradually increasing, or the highest point reached in a progressive increase of intensity. So this goes with what Pastor Perkins also said, which was, Selah is a place where, I want to make sure I have it all right, where there is, it's an empty space, but we're standing in the awe of God, and we might not be able to say anything except how great God is. So I had to include the word Selah in my message, in my psalm, excuse me. While I was preparing this message, I saw news coverage, because remember my title, and now shall my head be lifted because thou hast been my help. I saw a news coverage on one of the early morning news shows that comes on. It was a man and his wife talking about their son who was 23 years old, and he had been captured by Hezbollah over in the Middle East. And he had been a hostage for several months. I saw it when he first got captured. He went over there for his birthday, for his 23rd birthday. And they were in contact with him, but not very much. He contacted them a little. But he was killed several months after he was there by Hezbollah. So they were interviewing the parents. And the thing that struck me the most in the conversation were the mother's last words. And she said, I'm scared to look back. and I'm scared to move forward without my son. So I'm trapped in the extreme present. So we can get trapped in our situations. But with God, we have an answer to our problems. I spent years of my life with an inner feeling of rejection, dejection, abandonment, and just feeling plain old down. If that's not your testimony, if it's something you just can't understand, thank God. If you're like me, although I made good grades and considered myself to be, you know, relatively smart, at an early age, I began being a disappointment because of the choices I made and being disappointed by the people who were supposed to love me most. I was seemed to be fighting an unwinnable battle of low self-esteem, discouragement, feelings of fear, and feeling like nobody would ever love me the way I really wanted to be loved. Have you ever been in a place where pain, regret, disappointment, and heartache were a part of you so long that you couldn't let it go? Have you ever been in a place where pain, regret, disappointment, and heartache were closer to you than anything or anybody else? If you haven't, thank God. I felt sorry for myself for years, for years. I grew up early because I had a child early. So when you have a child early, your time starts whether you want it to. It starts. I mean, your time where you're supposed to try to be mature and all that stuff. I felt sorry for myself for years. But I'm here to set the record straight. Until we stop wallowing in self-pity, we can't ever have our heads lifted up. I'll go deeper with that. If you're down on yourself and feeling sorry for yourself and you don't let God in your heart and in your head to help you, self-pity will consume you and you will always be down and out. In God, we have an answer to our problems and He's the lifter of our head. And now shall my head be lifted up because Thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. That's Psalm 63 and 7. No matter what we go through, God can bring us through it. God can help us. God can deliver us. Raise your hand if you've ever had sickness and you didn't think you lived through it. Raise your hand if you've never thought you would come out of poverty. Raise your hand if you were in a relationship you thought would take you to the grave. How many of us have suffered depression? Raise your hand. How many of us have suffered debilitating anxiety? How many of us have been so hurt we couldn't get out of bed? Raise your hand if you were talked about so badly you wanted to never leave home again. Raise your hand if you have ever been so embarrassed you never wanted to show your face again. But God is the lifter of our heads. Raise your hand if you have suffered a loss so staggering you are out, you down for the count. But God is the lifter of our heads. Speaking of suffering a loss, I ask God, how do I help someone who is grieving a hard loss of someone they love? I was searching the scriptures and God gave me this. And let Psalm 107, 22 through 24, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. I looked in several translations of the scripture in the Bible to see exactly what that meant, because it doesn't seem like it would be a help to somebody who, you know, is suffering a loss. And God gave me my own translation, because the ones I looked at, it wasn't meeting what I thought it should to help somebody who suffered a loss. So God gave me my own translation, and it goes like this. While you are hurting, keep praising me and declaring my works. While you are suffering, keep praising me and declaring my works. While you're down and out, keep praising me and declaring my works. It's the sacrifice of praise when you're hurting. It goes deep inside of you like the deep waters. And when you declare my works, you will see my works and wonders in the deep. Hallelujah. So the scripture that I couldn't really get, God gave it to me. If you lift up your hands and praise to God while you're suffering, He will declare his works in you, and you will see his works in the deep. If you praise him it's hard to praise God when you have lost someone and when you're hurting. It's hard to praise God when you're going through. It's hard to praise God when you've lost your job and you don't know where you're going to get the next one. It's hard to praise God when you have lost your boyfriend or you've been divorced or whatever. But if you lift up your hands and praise God, he will. You'll see his works in the deep, inside of you. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And now shall my head be lifted up. And now shall my head be lifted up. I just thank God for this message that he gave me for the people of God to be encouraged, that when we go through, and we all do, it doesn't matter how long you've walked with God. It doesn't matter if you got saved yesterday, if you've been saved 50 years, you're still going to go through things. But if you can lift up your heads, if you can just continue to walk with God, if you can just continue to believe that God is your strength, that God is your portion, that God is your shield, that God will help you, that God will deliver, he will come through. God will come through, because he is indeed the lifter of our heads, in Jesus' name.